Thank you.
And with that, we're going to move to 14, bison hunt license allocation for trophy and non-trophy.
We're doing 16 before we quit.
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Jeff Edmeter, and Parks Director for the Parks Division. Bailey and Chad, could you shout out how many years you guys have worked here at the park?
24 for me.
Okay. Yeah, great, great. A lot of knowledge there, and certainly depend on them with the management of the Buffalo. I know nothing about Buffalo. I'm an East River guy, so... Anyway, but I'm learning every day. So anyway, yeah, I'm here to talk to you a little bit about share with you our finalization numbers. But let's go back just a little bit in time. Last fall, as you recall, we finalized a rule that really had two actions to it. One was to provide residents with a 60% guaranteed allocation, with the other 40% of the trophy and non-trophy licenses going to either residents or non-residents. That came out of a petition, if you remember, we were very supportive of that, as you were as well. And then the second part of that was to establish, I'll just use the term, a higher cap on the take of both the trophy and non-trophy bison. So we elevated the number of trophy licenses from 10 to 15. So we can take up to 15 now in 1 year with the trophy bull hunts. Along with that, with our non-trophies, we moved that from 20 to 30. So we have some, we can operate underneath those two numbers, 15 for the trophy and 30 for the non-trophy. So what I'm doing here today is kind of presenting you our plan for this next couple years, the 26 and 27 season. And I believe in your packets, item number 14 there, you can kind of follow along with what I'm suggesting here. So currently with the trophy bison, seven of those licenses are going to go to residents, seven of those 11 licenses. The other four would go to either residents or non-residents for a total of 11 hunt licenses. And then, as Chad mentioned, this year for the first time we'll be offering two licenses through the Hunt for Habitat raffle program. The second one that was added on this year is kind of a combination license. I believe there's a deer as part of that as well. So excited to do that. The bison hunts in the park have become extremely popular. You saw the numbers Chad had put up there. We had over 1,638 total applications for by residents and non-residents for the trophy season this last year, and 1,342 for the non-trophy. So they're both popular seasons. Then if you look down on the trophy, non-trophy licenses, we're going to set the number at 25, and we're going to offer 15 of those guaranteed to residents. That's 60% of 25, and then the other 10 would be for residents or non-residents. So for this year, we'll be doing a total of 13 trophy licenses, 11 which would be part of the hunt, 2 that would be part of the raffle, and a total of 25 for the non-trophy. So a little more opportunity there. We're taking advantage of that, but still underneath the caps. Chad, I know, has always indicated to me that it's very important if we're going to offer a trophy license that we need to have a trophy bull to do that. I mean, there's an expectation there, and he wants to be able to meet that. So. And it takes a little time to grow those herds. So, that's where we're at. So, with that, I would ask for your approval on those plans. And this is kind of our plan right now for both the 26 and the 27 season. Again, maybe with the range conditions, we might be back in front of you next year changing that plan, but we'll have to see.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. Or Van Meteren. Any questions from the commission? Move to approve by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.